If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh Wolf back in the studio. His feature is Sandy Danta. We apparently met years ago, Sandy. You were with Paulie years ago, right?
Yeah, I was in here with Paulie Shore.
Paulie's a fun
dude. You gotta represent for me, right?
You know, I was gonna ask you to do that. I gotta, because obviously we love Paulie. He's always been good to us. You know, since the mid-90s, we've been good to him. And Paulie takes a lot of crap just because he's Paulie, but he's such a good dude. He's a good dude. Now you travel with him for years, so you're a whole different perspective. I got it. But let me hear the voice again.
Dude, I'm a long time listener. First time what? Caller.
How long did it take you to? How long did it take you to be able to mimic him after when you first met him?
Like maybe the third time I went on the road with him, I was just like, I'm gonna do the impression.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask him, and I'll see how it goes. So I went up on stage, and I did the impression. Right. It went over like gangbusters. Yeah. I've maybe been doing
Because I really haven't heard anybody do him that at all. I mean, it's weird.
Everybody has a Paulie Shore.
Yeah, but they always say the wheeze. I mean, I've done that crap, too, because he'll...
Let me ask you a question. How are you guys with impressions?
Well, I suck at them.
Okay, I suck. Okay.
I don't even try them, actually.
How am I with voices? Tell them how bad I am.
I would say mediocre would be a compliment.
Okay, so that's nice of you to say. Yeah. Okay, so but I bet. How are you with?
No.
So if the three of us, without saying who it is, did a Paulie Shore impression, right? And then we could vote to see who had the best Paulie Shore impression.
Well, you're saying it's not that difficult.
I'm saying they're going to be so bad that it'll be humorous. All right, give me a sentence to say as Paulie. All right, here we go. Here's my Paulie Shore impression. Never tried one before in my life.
You've never tried one before?
Never tried one before. Give me a sentence to say.
Hey, dude, you guys, where in Omaha is there a good Hooters?
Nothing's better. Okay. If I ain't looking at you, I think that's Paulie. Okay.
You ready? Hey, dude, where in Omaha is the Hooters? How'd I do?
That sucks.
I thought that was good.
Because it sucks.
Josh, that's the best
terrible. Sandy has the right timbre to his voice. Paulie's voice has a certain timbre to
That's it.
And you captured
Everybody
it.
Can go wheeze and all that kind of crap, but you have that. You sound, you nailed the timbre completely.
Hit him with a Danny DeVito.
Hey, fellas, where in town can I find a good Hooters?
See? They're both going to Hooters, him and Paulie?
I've been going to Hooters with Paulie since the mid-90s. We like to stare at the broads while we eat our wings.
What about Rhea Perlman?
My wife, Rhea Perlman, not a big fan of me going to Hooters. She says I got a wandering eye.
You know what I love about whenever he does the Danny DeVito impersonation, he always says Rhea Perlman's first and last name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, my wife, Rhea Perlman.
Yeah, because the people listening to the impersonation don't know who Rhea Perlman is.
Does Paulie think you sound like him? Does Paulie think you sound like him?
Does he like
him? So the first time I did the impression of him, I've maybe been doing stand-up a year, been going on the road with him for less than a year.
Right.
And I did it. And I was like, I'll just worry about what he says about it later. And he, in the green room after the show, he's like, dude, I want to talk to you. And then he's like, there was a pregnant pause, and he goes, your impression of me?
Staring
you got to do it at every show, bro. They loved it. It gets them ready. It gets them excited. It's who they came to see.
Man, here's the deal.
But I was like, oh.
So Paulie wanted you to do.
No,
Paulie wanted there to be two Paulies
for
every show.
Yeah.
How many guys have you messed with? Because, you know, I've been on the phone with Paulie. He called me once. I was getting my car fixed, and he called me about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago now, because he wanted to do something and he wanted their help with it. So I pick up my phone, it's Paulie Shore, and I'm walking around a car dealership, and he's, you know, that voice on the phone is perfect. You hear it and think, that's Paulie. So we're talking. How many guys have you messed with that? Have you called people and said Paulie? Like he left emails or voicemails?
He's had me do phoners for local radio stations.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's when if we do radio together, if we do radio together and he's not into it,
yeah.
Like if it's real, like drive time, you know, like sound effects radio show.
And they ask never him, done that to us. You never did it to us.
No, no, not
we don't know.
No, he, well, he's been in the studio with us a bunch of times.
But if they're
that was
asking,
actually Sandy too.
But he's called us a couple of times too, and now I'm wondering. If
well, it's more.
May not have been Sandy.
No, he wouldn't do it to us because he knows we have the power to rip his ass. Not too much power, but enough to give him.
No,
a
not to you guys.
Yeah, okay.
But. It, more
well, you've
so,
done it. I love it.
More so if they're asking the questions like...
Stupid questions.
What's your favorite movie that you ever did?
Yeah, that,
he'll,
we don't
he'll
do that.
Just
yeah.
look at me. He'll be like, dude, tell him. And I'll have to be like, son-in-law's the movie that made America fall in love with me. And then he'll be like, see, that's it.
Oh, that's excellent. But I mean... But have you ever taken it upon yourself to leave a message to one of your buddies?
Oh, yeah, all the
other
time.
Other comedians.
But all my friends know.
They know it's
that,
you
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Right, right, all right, all right, cool.
Yeah. That's a good one.
But, like, on long road trips, like driving back from Tahoe,
yeah.
I'll just be in the car and I'll have a conversation between Paulie and an... Most of my impressions are of other comics that people don't really know. So I'll just have, like, do...
Yeah, that's true. You do a couple
that's
of...
That's kind of stupid
yeah,
guys
yeah,
that
yeah.
we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That, yeah. Actually, that's a really safe way to do an impression, is to do an impression of
if
people.
Somebody that nobody knows.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do an impression of my neighbor, Joe. Yeah, hey, yeah, I'm yeah, Joe! And you yeah. like that?
Well, Frank
yeah.
Caliendo. Yeah. And a lot of people don't do this, but Frank Caliendo has a really good Ian Bagg impression.
He does. Yeah, yeah he does do Ian Bagg
that's
pretty
real
well.
Niche,
yeah.
but...
It's real yeah. niche. Yeah. It's real niche. Yeah. He did it on our show once, and we played it for Ian when Ian was here, and yeah, he thought it was pretty funny.
You know, you guys know Craig Gass?
Yes.
Yes.
So Gass has been in the studio once. We loved him, man.
Craig, I started doing stand-up with Craig.
So his voice are
but
crazy.
But Craig, you know, he worked on some obscure
he
voices.
Did the whole Kiss thing. He does Gene Simmons amazing, obviously.
You know, to me, his most obscure voice, but you know when someone does an impression, you're like, I don't even know what that would sound like,
right.
And they do it. He did one of Gene Hackman.
Really? That's a tough one.
Yeah, where I was like, Gene Hackman doesn't even have a distinct voice,
right.
And then he did it. I'm like, oh, I guess...
That's Gene Hackman.
I guess he does have yeah. a distinct voice. But guys like that who can really...
Pick those kind of guys
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I agree
like
with
that
you.
A lot.
All right. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Did you see Josh and Sandy this weekend at the Funny Bone? Colleen's with us this morning.
I'm here.
All right. Welcome, guys. Appreciate you coming in. Hang out. I retweeted you do a thing from your backyard on Monday nights. What's it called?
It's called the High Live.
And I saw Titus retweeted you yesterday, so I took it.
Yeah.
I said he's
yeah.
coming back tomorrow. You got to watch him. You're talking about being a high beatbox, and I'm thinking, oh, you are so freaking high.
Yeah.
You think everything is so funny, and you're into it,
yeah.
which is what stoners do.
Yeah. Yeah. Every Monday night, and by the way, I just showed Colleen because I had this in my pocket.
Right.
So I only smoke out of the smoking baby hand. Like, I'll put the joint in the...
Oh, you have a baby hand? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And so...
We got one of those with the middle finger, see it?
Yeah. Oh, I like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I got high the other night and turned on the camera and decided somebody on the stream asked me to beatbox. And
yeah.
Listen, I ain't scared. I'll do whatever
yeah.
comes up.
Well, it was bad, but
yeah,
it was,
well,
it was
you
a high...
Here's the beatboxing. Yeah. Here's my beatboxing. Ready?
This is stoned beatbox.
That's about as good. Wait, and I make this noise.
So he does this, but he does it for like 4 yeah. minutes on this clip.
Yo, you got to hear my boy asthma attack.
No,
beatbox.
You know, I named him the Cincinnati Kid.
But you're really just
that's what
over
you
and
that's
over
what you sound like after eating Skyline
yeah.
chili.
Yeah.
You don't charge for that stream, do you?
No, I don't. That stream is 100% free. I should be charging. You guys should be charging
I
me.
Watched it. I said, what the hell,
yeah,
man?
No, I
saw what
all
the hell?
Time.
I loved it because you're so into it. I realized.
And
oh,
there's live interaction?
So it's a live show for an hour on my Facebook fan page every Monday night.
Okay.
And it is really... Me sitting down and smoking joints.
With lady glasses.
Smoking yeah. straight for an hour.
Right.
And last Monday when I was doing the beatbox, right. I took a few mushrooms too.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. So
I could tell.
Yeah. So I took the mushrooms, I smoked some weed. And you know why I do that? I've told Sandy this. It's helped my stand-up more than anything in the world. Because for an hour, I give up the ruse of trying to be funny or cool. I really make a fool out of myself for an hour.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah,
On purpose, because then the fear of doing that on stage Like, I have no fear of of trying anything new. Okay. I do the dumbest stuff you've ever seen in your entire life.
Dude, you can't be saying words. Yeah. You gotta be a what? Professional.
In December, Paulie's coming on my talk show, and then Sandy's coming on my talk show also as Paulie. So Paulie Sandy
dueling
Paulie.
Dude, Paulie's.
So that Monday night show.
No, Tuesday night show. I do a Tuesday night show called Control Chaos.
That's right.
Okay.
Sandy's a regular. That's online too, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And
so you're gonna have him, Bill, and Paulie, on with you.
Yes.
Oh my God, dueling Paulie. Yes. That's gonna be annoying as hell.
I'm gonna. we're gonna dress you up like the Wheeze with the shorts, with the jean shorts.
Oh, I can see it.
Oh, it's gonna be strong. We're gonna do a. Who knows Paulie better? Paulie versus Paulie.
Oh,
and I'm gonna
that.
Ask questions
I,
about Paulie.
I have Paulie. To say that Bethany is such a tolerant woman.
My wife.
Okay, I was gonna say that.
She's so.
Dad's out in the yard getting high. It's your job.
Thank you.
Monday night is your job.
She'll say to me from she'll. Are you still out there? I'm like, I'm working.
You are working.
Leave me alone down here. I'm working.
You're working.
Oreos.
You're working.
Right. And now, in this instance.
Oh yeah, how hungry are you?
When he's running to fetch mushrooms, he's working.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's got to have the mushrooms.
Thank you
for the show, which translates to uninhibited comedy.
Go back inside. Daddy's working.
Yeah.
Sat there in his lady's shades talking to his phone, stoned as hell. Yeah, that's daddy's job.
Yeah.
Your kids describing what you do, they're like, is your dad a Fraggle?
Yeah.
And realize who that's coming from. It takes a lot for us to make fun of somebody as somebody's job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It does take a lot for us to say that.
I have to tell you, the fact that it has somehow become part of my job is the most beautiful thing in the entire.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's these hats. The people who watch it.
Explain the hat because I looked at it yesterday. I thought it actually was a Miller High Life hat to begin with, but it's called
Josh Wolf's High Life.
High Life. Yeah. And have you gotten sued for the actual logo?
I asked if you could do that, and it's like almost like a parody.
It is
like,
a parody, right?
So you can do the parody.
Got it. All right. Yeah.
Because
it's the basically the same shape.
Oh, it's exact.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But a lot of times the parody stuff. Well, I guess when you're selling records.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought if you were making money off of it, they might have a problem with it.
No, I think, I asked a friend of mine, I don't know if you guys knew a comic named Brody Stevens.
I'm not sure.
Yes. Okay.
Sounds
familiar.
And Brody.
Brody.
Brody, who's
the one that passed away, right?
Yeah. But
we never met. We heard a lot of good things about him, right?
He had that shirt, Brody.
The Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it looked like Coca-Cola. Because he used to say, enjoy it. So he would say, enjoy Brody, right? And so I called him and I was like, you have any problems with Coca-Cola?
Right.
And in a Brody voice, he said, I'm waiting for them to come and get me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for them to come after me.
Yeah. He was.
Well, you want to be. That's great pop because they can't get blood from a stone anyway. She's not going to sue you.
No.
It's a cease and desist, basically.
Yeah. Right. What are they coming for? $24?
Right. Exactly.
Probably
right.
not. So.
Well, you sell those hats to the club?
Yeah. We sell them at the club. Right. And but most importantly, man, I just like.
You
people,
do it for. Yeah.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
Both he and I have decided, like, all we're doing now is things that we have fun doing.
Right. Well, why not?
Because after that, like, it just.
Well. The whole online stuff has changed the whole game. You can do that. I mean, if you were in the backyard 15 years ago just looking at your phone, nobody would know what you're doing. You're just high in the backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a flip phone. You ain't videotaping anything.
Yeah. You're just staring at the phone.
Staring at the phone. you've been in the backyard for 20 years high. It's only making money in the past 3 years.
You know there are a million dudes in their backyard every Monday like, I've been doing this for 20 years. What, this guy turns on a camera?
What's the hour?
7 o'clock Pacific time to 8 o'clock.
I love the fact that you have to go and get high for your job for that hour.
I shouldn't say
what if you don't feel like getting high because that's stupid. It's Josh Wolf.
Yeah. but sometimes you got to take one for the team. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you don't want to go to work, you still got to put your shoes on and go to work in the backyard.
I think I got to start doing that.
Right. Are the mushrooms going to start to make a regular appearance? Did you like the mushroom episode?
If you watch this video,
The mushrooms.
They shouldn't.
Here's the thing. The mushrooms have started to make a more regular appearance. Because I find more stuff. I find more jokes. I've found more jokes out of that Monday Night High Live, mm-hmm. or remembering stories or old stories that the mushrooms or weed allowed me to take in a completely different direction. And then I was like, oh, I'm telling the story that way from here on out.
Got it. Yeah.
It's really helped
now,
my
Now, how
stand
do you remember? Oh, you go back and watch it. Duh.
I write, like, if I say something I think might work as a joke, yeah. I just jot down a word.
Yeah. Well, you're not writing down that beatbox thing. I saw that. You were writing that down.
He's actually got 45 minutes of just beatboxing. He's putting out a conceptual beatboxing album.
Good. Yeah. Don't do him the night, though. We're trying to sell some tickets.
Right. Do you tell the audience?
Please. Yeah. I watched 3 minutes and I know you. I go, what the hell? This is so stupid.
That's, by the way, that's the point.
I know it's the point.
The point is, like, for me, I want people to watch that whole hour and, like, I feel at least 20% dumber watching what I just watched.
Yes.
That's the goal.
I watched a minute or two.
You announced to the audience.
That was definitely dumber. It was a clip that you put out there.
Yeah.
Do you announce to the audience that you're on mushrooms? Because I assume they know that you're high.
Yeah,
during the break you got to watch it. He's gone.
Yeah, I let them know if this is going to be the mushroom hour or not, and some people really love it and tune in for it. Some people tune out of the mushroom hour because okay. they're like, it makes no sense. I'm watching for an hour. You're talking about things I don't have any idea what you're saying.
Right. Right.
You know,
but no mushrooms tonight on stage.
No,
he's regular, funny,
regular me. Yeah. Acid, but that's not a big deal. Yeah. No.
I'm counting on Sandy to bring
Sandy. Sandy's tonight. A feature all weekend.
I don't take mushrooms before I go.
Edibles.
When?
I assume that's a given.
You mean right now?
No.
Oh, no.
This Monday night thing.
Monday night, I don't do edibles and mushrooms. I'll smoke and take edibles or smoke and take mushrooms.
All right, it's a fine line there.
Right, what about tonight?
Late
On
show.
Stage.
Late show.
Late show?
Late
okay.
show.
Have you ever taken more mushrooms than you realized?
Yes,
you
last week when I did the beatbox.
That explains that.
Josh, I'm not sure if you know this, but you weren't beatboxing.
Yeah, yeah. I was just trying to catch my breath.
You were doing that thing. You were doing that thing where you keep repeating it, and then I don't think – and you know you're into repeating it.
Yes.
You know, we've all been there at some point in our life. You're into repeating something and realize that, oh, this isn't making any sense. We don't even really ever realize that at that point. You just kind of do it.
No, in the moment.
How's that end? Because that video I shared at TNT Radio Empire, and Titus just retweeted it and just wrote, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw, I'm thinking, you did it and put it in a little form and put it out that way. How does that one end? Do you keep doing that for another hour?
Somebody's...
No. You keep going, blah, for another hour?
No, I mix it up because somebody asked, he said, can you do any other beatbox noises? And I said, yeah, I make this noise.
Oh, which you do that for another half hour,
I did that
right?
for a couple minutes. But Titus, I went on his podcast.
Okay.
And he told me, he said...
By the way, that has to be fascinating, making that noise when you're on mushroom. Oh, it was, to yourself.
It actually felt good on my face.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah.
I kept
he's really
it.
Enjoying it with his lady glasses on.
Titus Titus had me on the podcast, and he told me, he said, I've never taken mushrooms. And he said, would you take them with me? And I was like, yeah, I will. But after the show, I told him, I said, man, you have... a few anger issues, so you should
probably
should probably start slow with the mushrooms, you know what I mean, because that is not something you want to jump in both feet, because you don't know. I microdose. I get these things called cluster headaches.
Okay.
And it's been,
I heard it really painful.
They're brutal,
right?
And the microdosing helps if you feel them coming on. But I told him, I said, you should just start small, man, because you know, if you've never taken mushrooms before, you don't know how whatever is inside of you is going to manifest itself.
I disagree. You got to go big or go home. That's what I always tell my wife, Rhea Perlman. She always wants a micro dose. I always say, no, Rhea Perlman, you got to go big or go home.
That is her nickname.
You know, you guys have been divorced for a while now, you know. Yeah. I know you're still friends, but you have been divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's individual to individual, how people react on
Well, he mentions,
that's true.
But Titus, you're
really
right,
is.
Has issues. So happened?
You don't want to be in the midst of that wrath case it goes south.
Right. Well, might mellow him out. You don't know.
Might sound a little crazy.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No, but I told his wife, I'm like, you should do it with us.
Right.
And I was thinking, you know, I think they were thinking because you'll be good to calm him down. But I was thinking, just in case he freaks out and I need to get the hell out of here.
That's a good point.
I don't want to leave him alone.
No, well, you're right.
You have to stay with him. You're married. So
this is gonna sound very degenerate, yeah. But it's common sense. If you're doing mushrooms with somebody, even if you're just doing them, but if you're doing them with somebody for the first time, you're taking more than just a microdose, you should have anti-anxiety medication nearby or just take it with the mushrooms. Because the only reason you freak out on mushrooms is because you're anxious or have fears or whatever.
Yeah, but what if you're kind of, you grew up with three older brothers and you like seeing people freak out because you think it's funny and you want to turn on your camera and have video proof of it.
You need to back up Thorazine. Yeah.
Then you are a good live streamer, but a terrible shaman.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
But Ty, despite his own admission, his family has mental issues.
Yes.
I mean, he does old bits on that. Yes. So you're right. I got to videotape that. I want to see that.
I think we would do it at a place where he feels comfortable.
Right.
But for me, I think a little bit, you know, right before you trip, that amount that just kind of makes you happy. Is the one of the best feelings drug-wise that I've ever had. That just feeling of, because they make you so euphoric. You're just like, this is, everything's great. And you're giggling at everything.
I never liked them in social situations, though. I prefer to be like outdoors.
Yes. Yeah.
Couldn't agree with you
more. Joshua Tree.
With the, you know, people that you know.
Yeah. That's why I don't understand. I couldn't do it and have my phone. Like, I'm on my phone all the time, but when I'm on psychedelic drugs, I want nothing to do with my phone.
Well, you know, forget that I'm on camera.
Is that camera? That's a station. It's propped up, right? Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I really forget that I'm at when
just
I get,
like you forget you're on live radio.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I when I get on there, I'm looking at the screen, and at some point in time, when I get high with the mushrooms, I'm really just talking to myself.
So that's what it was felt like when I was watching it.
Yeah. I really forget that there are other people, and I'm just talking to myself at some point.
You know what? I say, let Titus have his first experience with Ari Shaffir.
Oh.
Dude, he's going to end up with Ari's balls in his face.
Yeah. 100% chance.
Josh Wolf, Sandy Santa. Also, Pauly Shore is with us this morning, too, obviously.
I think that all we do is talk about weed and alcohol on this show. And thanks to Sandy and Josh, we also talk a lot of psychedelics.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.